everyone. So, hi Miriam. My name is Gina. So, Jonas or John. I would like to ask you a little bit more about embody your feminine. Well, like, can you go deeper on that? I truly not sure if I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. It's something that by its very nature, it cannot be actually explained verbally, but I'll do my best. Embodying your feminine is the opposite about thinking about what it is. It is allowing yourself be what is arising in that moment. So we've learned oftentimes to limit our expression because it's not okay. Maybe anger wasn't okay in the household we grew up in. Maybe we were taught that our sexuality is shameful. We hide parts of ourselves because we don't want to appear a certain way. The feminine, in male, female, whatever body you have, the feminine is raw and wild and expressive and alive, very alive and juicy. It's that, like, it's fertile. The feminine is movement, it's expression, it's emotion. Its power is in the present moment, experiencing itself, not in trying to control itself with its mind. As soon as you try to control your impulses, that's bringing kind of masculine energy into the feminine. Sometimes that's really important. Actually, a lot of times it's important to control your impulses. But we need spaces to freely express ourselves as women, as men, as human beings who have feminine energy within them. It's important that we have space to express whatever is flowing through us so that we can actually know ourselves, so we can be in touch with who am I, what do I want, what is true for me right now.